Hey, this is Eric Cohen, music director here at WAER, an afternoon announcer, welcoming you to the debut of a brand new weekly podcast called Jazz Journeys, which you can hear exclusively on WAER.org. Each week, we'll explore some brand new recordings, maybe hear some interviews that I get a chance to do with some of the great jazz artists in the world, and also reflect back on the week in jazz history, some of the notable jazz events that have shaped this industry. For this first podcast, we're going to touch on a couple of new CDs and also remember the legacy of the late Nelson Mandela by listening to one of his countrymen. But we're going to start off by letting you in on the brand new CD from tenor saxophonist Houston Person. The title of the CD certainly describes the way Houston Person has played throughout his whole career. It's called Nice and Easy, and it features Houston, as always, on tenor. Lewis Nash is the drummer. Chuck Redd is on vibes. John DeMartino, the pianist, and Ray Drummond on bass. As Houston has done so many times in his career, he also wears the producer's hat. It was recorded at the legendary Van Gelder Studios in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, back in the summer of 2013. Here's one small sample of this 10-song album from Houston Person. It's his treatment of Harold Arlen's Let's Fall in Love. And that's just a small taste of what you get on this new Houston Person recording. Other songs, including Someday You'll Be Sorry, Stolen Sweets, Sammy Kahn's All My Tomorrows, of course the title track, Nice and Easy, Ill Wind, and Bluesology, just to name a few. It's the latest from Houston Person, who celebrated his 79th birthday back in November. It's available now on High Note Records. Our second recording that we're going to take a look at this week, or take a listen to, is the brand new release from vocalist Renee Marie, where she's joined by a great band, including Adrian Cunningham on tenor, clarinet and flute, Quentin Baxter on drums, bassist Elias Bailey, pianist Kevin Bales, Etienne Charles trumpet, and Wycliffe Gordon on trombone. It's called I Wanna Be Evil with Love to Eartha Kitt, the great American singer, actress, dancer, and cabaret star. And she even had a turn as Catwoman on the television version of Batman. Well, now Renee Marie, with the help of these great musicians, salutes Eartha Kitt with such songs as I'd Rather Be Burned as a Witch, Come On to My House, Cole Porter's My Heart Belongs to Daddy, Santa Baby, and a song that was a major hit for Eartha back in 1953. Here's Renee Marie and C'est Si Bon.
C'est si bon. Lovers say that in France, when they thrill to romance, it means that it's so good. C'est si bon. So I say it to you, like the French people do, because it's oh so good. Every word, every sigh.
The sounds there of vocalist Renee Marie and C'est Si Bon, which was a hit for Eartha Kitt back in 1953, and it's the theme of Renee Marie's latest recording, I Wanna Be Evil, with Love to Eartha Kitt, which you can find on Motema Music and also learn more by visiting reneemarie.com. Well, we close out this very first Jazz Journeys podcast here on WAER.org by remembering the longtime champion of the anti-apartheid movement and former president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, who died on Thursday, December 5th, at the age of 95. Nelson Mandela, remembered for his unrelenting pursuit of racial equality and lifelong struggle against segregation and poverty, as well as for his passionate belief in humanity. But Nelson Mandela was also known for his ability to motivate millions with his words. One of those that he certainly impacted is perhaps the most famous musician to come out of South Africa, and that is Hugh Masekela, the great South African trumpeter, flugelhornist, cornetist, composer, and singer. Hugh Masekela has had a tremendous career. He'll be celebrating his 75th birthday next year. And the native South African won a Grammy Award back in 1968, Best Contemporary Pop Performance, for this very song. Here's Hugh Masekela as we remember the legacy of his countryman Nelson Mandela. This is Grazin' in the Grass. And that's the music of South African musician Hugh Masekela with his Grammy-winning Grazin' in the Grass. And in 2014, Hugh Masekela will celebrate his 75th birthday. We closed out this very first Jazz Journeys podcast by listening to music of Hugh Masekela as a tribute to Hugh's countryman, the great Nelson Mandela, who passed away on Thursday, December 5th, 2013, at the age of 95. And I wanted to close this podcast by reading a quote of Nelson Mandela's. Nelson said, quote, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." The words of the legendary humanitarian and visionary Nelson Mandela. Hope you enjoyed this debut episode of Jazz Journeys, a weekly podcast that you'll be able to hear on waer.org. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Eric Cohen, WAER, and listen to me weekday afternoons on 88.3 FM from noon until 4. That's all for this first episode of Jazz Journeys. Until next time, remember, jazz, just four letters, but infinite possibilities.